Mary, I never fail to be drawn into the moment when Jesus calls out her name, Mary. Today, you and I are invited to reflect on a profoundly personal encounter with the risen Christ. The author, St. John, creatively expresses this moment by moving us from the generalities to the specific, from the past tense right into the present, and from the public to the personal. At the sound of her name, this woman, unnamed before the angels, unnamed before a gardener, is seen and known, Mary. Christ knows her. Christ sees her. And now Christ asks her to see herself as he does. Not any woman, but Mary. Now, Mary Magdalene has been the projection of many in the history of Christianity. The one who tempted Jesus, the one who was a repentant prostitute, the one who was possessed by demons, a woman out of place among those called to be disciples. In fact, in the Gospel of Thomas, Peter announces, "Mary should leave us, for women are not worthy of this life." Yet in our gospel today, Mary is seen by the risen Christ as one who was steadfast throughout the entire crucifixion and burial, as one who is the first to witness Jesus in resurrected form, and as one who says yes to being all that she was made to be, a bearer of good news to the others. The first to say, "I have seen the Lord," an apostle of apostles, a preacher, an embodiment of the love and wisdom of Jesus. We could say that this encounter with the risen Christ became for Mary one of her resurrection moments. In that garden, she is given a seed of her uniqueness that begins to grow. Mary, go and tell my brothers. How easy it is for us to succumb to other people's definition of who we are and to lose our sense of ourselves. For deep within us lies a hidden wholeness. Some call it the true self. Buddhists call it our big self. Quakers call it our inner light. Hasidic Jews call it the spark of the divine. Others call it identity or integrity. People often call it soul. Deep inside us, a hidden wholeness. And if, like Mary, we too will listen for the one who calls our names, Sharon, John, Monica, we can be reminded of who we are, of who we are looking for. And these layers that others have put onto us can melt away, and we walk again free ourselves in and out of a mysterious encounter. My friends, the risen Christ is everywhere to be found. The risen Christ meets us in a dream, meets us in the person who sees you fully, in a silent moment of meditation or prayer, in the sunrise on Easter morning, or on a long walk when we may be cooling down after that heated argument with our boss, partner, or friend. When there is peace, there is the risen Christ. My friends, our assumptions of a closed three-dimensional universe can close our eyes to the spiritual possibilities that are all around us, everywhere to be experienced. Mary went to the tomb intent on finding only a material and physical body. Little did she know that the gardener would open up a spiritual reality that would transform her and through her, the world around her. In every encounter, we can find the risen Christ present and personal to us. It is called living life with wonder, where the spiritual infuses everything. An Ojibwa elder, Richard Wagamese, writes it this way. At dawn each day, I creep from my bedroom down the hall to the kitchen, where I set my tea to brew and then move to the living room to wait. In the immaculate silence, I watch the world unfurl from shadow. I listen to the sounds of the birds, the wind along the eaves, the creak of the floorboards and joists and rafters in the small house I call my home. When the tea is ready, I cradle the cup in my palms and inhale the aroma. I place the cup on the living room table, and then I rise to retrieve the bundle that holds the sacred articles of my ceremonial life. I open it, a smudging bowl, my eagle wing fan, my rattle, the four medicines, sage, sweetgrass, tobacco, and cedar. And then I light them using a wooden match. And I waft the smoke around and over my head and heart and body. And I ask in prayer to be guided through the day with the memory of this sacred time. And then I pick up the role Creator has asked me to play. And so it is in our Christian tradition. There is water, there is bread, there is wine, there is light, there is fire. Gosh, today there was even smoke. Ordinary things speaking to us of the spiritual. In this place and in all places that you are called to inhabit, the spiritual is alive and everywhere to be found. And in these mystical moments, the generalities become personal, and we find ourselves, if we are aware, in the transformative present. Mary, and she turned around, and the landscaper was Christ. And she replied in the common language, "Teacher." Jesus says to her, "Do not hold on to me." And friends, this is our mysterious invitation this morning. Do not hold on. Do not hold on to what we already think we know about ourselves. Do not hold on to what we already think about the universe around us. Do not hold on to our assumptions of God. For God is a continuing event in our lives. Do not hold on to the words of others and forego your unique calling. For like Mary, Jesus trusts you to weep for injustice, to seek truth always, to linger in hard places, to see Christ everywhere and in everyone, to let go assumptions, and to be willing to learn. I close with the words of poet Jan Richardson. For this is your life calling to you from a place you could never have dreamed. For in the places of letting go, the places of small deaths, you will hear the living call your name. Amen.